KDOM Radio, it's time now for the Coach's Show as we're talking a little wrestling and some boys hockey here on the Coach's Show. It'll be a quick one, but a good one here on KDOM as we talk wrestling and boys hockey as both of them get ready for some action tomorrow. We'll have Wyndham Hockey, a doubleheader, the girls and the boys tomorrow here on KDOM over on Hot Country 94.3. Getting right into it, coming up next. And we're also giving away the Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week, so stay tuned here on KDOM.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Extra Touch Auto of Wyndham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Nick Colseth of Wyndham Mountain Lake Butterfield Odin Cobra Wrestling. And Coach, you know, it's been a while since we've chatted. A lot of wrestling has happened since we've spoken, but I want to go back to January 6th. We had a matchup against Worthington. It was a rescheduled duel that you guys had against Worthington, and it was a great opportunity to get a lot of wrestling in. There was a JV beforehand starting at 6 o'clock, and you know, I didn't count, but there was close to 10 to 15, maybe even close to 20 matches there before the varsity got underway, and then varsity was a very competitive matchup. I'm sure it was great for you to see, you know, all those JV matches going on, the community showing out for both sides, and just having a great night of wrestling.
Yeah, it was a great night of wrestling. We set it up under the lights for the varsity stuff, but we also did the JV as a dual format. So we ran guys out at each weight class, and that was a good experience for those guys. And then we had a bunch of extra JV matches on top of that and girl matches. So, I mean, it was like 20 JV matches. I mean, we started this thing at 6 o'clock, and we didn't get going varsity till 8. And, yeah, it's a lot of good JV matches. But, yeah, once we got to the varsity, we kind of I got a guy on my team who's a DJ, and he has all the lights and music and all that stuff. So he kind of sets some stuff up, and, you know, we kind of put on a production, you know, for entertainment, just, you know, for the boys running out and the experience. And, you know, that's kind of what, you know, you got to do. You got to kind of have a little entertainment with it for them to keep them excited. And, you know, obviously we showed up and we wrestled hard. I mean, Worthington's a solid team down low, and you know, they had some surprises for us, and you know, got some upsets, and but we battled back, and you know, ultimately, you know, beat them by 24, which, you know, was a good night for us.
Absolutely. Big shout out to Blake Spinks and everybody that, you know, was able to create the environment and the production there for that matchup. Really turned into a great night for Cobra Wrestling. And you know, you guys have wrestled a lot since then, and you know, it's not slowing down at all. Tomorrow, you guys got a triangular with St. James and Jackson County Central in St. James, and you know, those are two squads that have a lot of good wrestlers, and we're starting to come down here toward the back half of the season where guys are starting to kind of gear up here for this final push. What are some things you're looking for from your wrestlers here the next couple of weeks to try to get them ready for team sections and also individuals?
Basically, fine-tuning things. You know, not looking at the big picture, just kind of breaking down little situations that we need to work on and to get better in. Those are the things that we gotta do. We gotta work in those situations, clean them up, and ultimately, that's gonna, you know, kind of determine how well we do. You know, we're individual or team sections coming up in a couple weeks, and you know, we're looking to be a pretty high seed. You know, the match tomorrow night is a section matchup with St. James, and that's going to determine a seed also. So it's going to be a big duel. It'll be a fun duel, and you know, looking forward to it.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we're excited to see where Cobra Wrestling goes from here. Hopefully, we'll be able to catch the Cobras here in the next couple of weeks as well. We appreciate you taking the time, though, here on the Coach's Show, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
If you grow soybeans here in Minnesota, know that biodiesel increases the value of a bushel of soybeans by nearly 63 cents and removes 230,000 vehicles from Minnesota's roads. Visit mnsoybean.org and learn more. This message is brought to you by the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hilltop Recycling in Sanborn is your scrap recycling center. They buy and process all kinds of scrap vehicles, appliances, metals, and more for fair prices, local pickup, and roll-off boxes. Call and get your quote at 507-648-3398.
Hot Country 94.3 KDOM Radio. That was Coach Nick Colseth of Wyndham Cobra Wrestling. Wyndham Mountain Lake Butterfield Odin Wrestling is a group there. Again, mentioned in there, they've got a matchup tomorrow in St. James, wrestling St. James and Jackson County Central, so going to want to head on over there and check that out. We will be here at the barn. We're going to be talking with Coach Jansen here coming up next as we will be at the barn for a girl-boy doubleheader in Wyndham Hockey. The girls will be first and then the boys to follow tomorrow night. On Hot Country 94.3. Right now, though, we want to give out the Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week, and that will go to Wyndham Junior Boys Basketball player Elliot Serene. Elliot with a big night last night in their win over Redwood Valley. Congratulations to Elliot Serene, the Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week. We'll hear from Coach Jansen coming up next. Stay tuned here on KDOM, the Coach's Show.
Looking for a fun way to improve your golf game, rain or shine? Come to Bark Indoor Golf, your year-round golfing destination. Open every day, Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 1012 Fifth Avenue. Book your tee time easily online at barkindoorgolf.com.
American Family Insurance in Wyndham and Mountain Lake is looking out for what matters, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jim Johnson, your American Family agent. Please call us at 507-831-1711 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Travis Jansen of Wyndham Boys Hockey. And you know, Coach, it hasn't been the funnest of Januaries for you to start this year. You know, playing some close games and some really good teams throughout this first part of January, the last couple of weeks. You know, I saw, you know, Redwood Valley on the road. You know, I think Redwood Valley, if I remember right, you know, scored in the last couple of seconds of that one to get the win 3-2. You know, he had close battles with Fairmont and Marshall, but just coming out on the losing end of those. Can you talk just a little bit about how this start to January has been for you, you know, the highs and lows of having a young team in Wyndham Hockey?
Yeah, so we took second place at our holiday tournament. We went 2-1, and so we were feeling pretty good coming out of break, and then we went to that Redwood game, and it had been a week since we had played, and kind of just lost all of our momentum, and we didn't take that one lightly, losing that game, and it's just kind of just rolled, and like things we've talked about in our group is, like, you know, with a bunch of ninth graders playing for us, it's that we'll have three guys kind of putting it together, and then, you know, a couple of them not on board that night, and then we'll go into the next game, and the guys that didn't have it figured out the game before, they've got it, and then the guys that had it going had a really tough matchup that night, and they can't get going again. So we just can't piece it all together with all of our guys on the same night with what we're asking them to do, and that's just kind of been the theme. And we've played some quality opponents, like we got at Wilbur to our schedule on a Friday night, and we played really well against them, lost 7-4 with an empty net goal, but they're a good team, and like we played well against them. And we've taken our lickings a couple other times, and, you know, didn't play very well against Fairmont, and thought we played well against Marshall last night, just didn't score enough goals. But, yeah, it's just kind of been the theme, is we're just waiting for all 18 guys to put it together on the same night.
Yeah, and that's something that comes with that experience you mentioned. You know, a lot of freshmen and sophomores that are contributing to the squad. And, you know, still got a few games left here towards the end of the season. And big one coming up tomorrow night. Should be a fun 9-8 doubleheader against Worthington. The girls will play before you guys. And, you know, I know, you know, the community is excited to show out for that one. And it should be a good crowd. And then you got a game again on Friday at Waseca, and then turn right around on Monday after the weekend and get another Redwood Valley team at home, try to avenge that loss there on the 6th. What are some things you're looking for from your guys here headed in to tomorrow night? I know, you know, I talked to every coach, and, you know, they mention it being a one game at a time thing, but, you know, you got three games here coming up in about 5 days to maybe try to reverse things and right this ship.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, like, part of our struggle is too, like, with how the weather's been with things, like, now with no practice today on a Wednesday on this early recording, we won't practice from this past Monday all the way to next Tuesday. So we're going to play four games with no practice. And so it's difficult to make adjustments, and you try to do some of it through video. You try to do it through talking about some of the experiences that we're having. And so And we did play well last night. We just couldn't find the back of the net, and there's things we can improve upon. But we're looking to just kind of keep building against Worthington, and then Waseca is going to be a challenge for us, top team in the conference there. But, you know, there's things we can do in those nights too, where we can look to get better, and hopefully Friday night propels us for Monday, and we just keep rolling from there, and then we're talking about the end of the year.
Absolutely. Well, very excited for tomorrow night. We'll be there. The coverage on Hot Country 94.3. Girl-boy doubleheader between the Windham Eagles and the Worthington Trojans. Coach, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here on the final stretch. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Windham, Jackson, and Worthington.
Hammer's Furniture and Flooring on the Square in downtown Windham is your local retail furniture, flooring, bedding, and window treatment store, dedicated to quality, value, and service. Stop by today or visit hammerswindham.com.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for our Coach's Show this time around. Next week, I believe we are on to girls basketball. So we'll talk to some area girls basketball coaches for next week as we start to get a little bit closer towards playoff time. End of January, middle parts of February is when we get into those section playoffs. So still a lot of basketball and hockey and wrestling to be had, but we are starting to wind down the winter sports season. 16 degrees right now here in Windham. Stay warm. Have a great rest of your Wednesday night.